local news with News Radio's news team.
Governor Ron DeSantis is suspending Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren effective immediately. DeSantis says Warren has repeatedly refused to enforce laws passed by the legislature cracking down on child sex change surgeries and abortion restrictions. It includes Warren signing a joint statement in support of gender transition treatments for children and bathroom usage based on gender identity.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high. Keeping my head up, head up high, high.
Good morning. It's 9:07 this lovely Tuesday morning. Looks like we've got some heat on the way over the next couple of days. I was watching the weather this morning during the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, and it looks like heat index will hit about 103 degrees.
Wow. But that's maybe the bad news.
That might be the bad news.
Good news is
there's no rain.
Sunshine. It's there. Something new and different. It's just wonderful.
Oh my gosh. There was one point last week where I think I was starting to bargain with the Lord. Like, I will give you this. You just give us the sun. And I don't know. I think it might have worked because the next morning I woke up. I was like, is that blue skies?
Yeah, what was the quid pro quo there
I
for?
I can't mention that on air.
I was going to say, maybe not. Maybe not.
But it is a great day. And it's a great day here on the Garden Line to get your questions in. Because guess what? We are wrapping up our summer months, even though we have summer temps, which means we are heading into fall. September is right around the corner, literally just 2 days away. Then all of a sudden it'll be October. Then after October, we're going to have our cornucopias a-flowing, and we're going to be planning for winter.
Here we go.
Let's get into these questions.
That's a great thing about Pensacola. We do have a change of seasons. A lot of our friends in South Florida really don't. The friends up north have a summer last about 3 days, and then they're back into the cold weather. So we have some great seasons here. We do need to go back to our original talk about water real quick. In Pensacola, of course, and we've had this conversation on the Garden Line many times, we can have rain, but then 2 to 3 days later, it's time to water again. So just because we've had all of that rain, don't neglect your water. And of course, a lot of it depends on where you live. You live in Gulf Breeze, you may need to turn on your sprinkler system today. You live up north of the county, or in the north part of the county, maybe not so much. But things dry out so fast in our sandy soil, especially on our turf, especially on lawns, that you might want to think about turning that sprinkler system on or resetting those sprinklers in the next day or so. Mm. I'm going to start mine tomorrow. I'm back on a regular cycle. Now, you look ahead to the weather, and it looks like we may have more rain coming. If that's the case, then turn it off and enjoy the rain. But just keep in mind that you can't let things go for weeks after rain. And, of course, pay special attention to all of your plants that are underneath the patio cover, on the front porch, that don't enjoy the rain. They don't get any rain, and they may need to have just as much water as you've been giving them all summer because of the hot weather that you're talking about, Jenna. So pay attention to watering, depending on where you live, but we have put too much time and too much money, too much effort into making our lawns and our plants look pretty, look good, to have them suffer from lack of water. So pay attention to that. That's important.
Yeah, over the next couple of days, it does look like our rain chances increase starting Friday, but I think that's because right now we are just having a little bit of that heat wave, and then in comes another push of moisture, which will always bring our rain chances, and we're still technically in summer till the end of September, so we're going to get those summer showers that we experience, especially during hurricane season here in Northwest Florida.
Well, say it isn't so. Exactly.
Just no hurricanes. Thank you, Lord, for that.
There's some little areas out there, but doesn't look like at this point much is going to affect us, so that's good. One thing, Jenna, I think is really kind of fun to talk about. It's kind of interesting. This time of year, is I used to get phone calls from people saying, Mike, something's going on my property. The aliens have landed. All of my oak trees have these, it's like a silk stocking has been put over the trunk of my oak trees. And this time of year, that can happen. And quite frankly, it happens more in Gulf Breeze. But it's literally a webbing that forms over the whole trunk of a tree and on the limbs, never on the leaves, just on the limbs. That's, you know, it's interesting. Oh, yeah, it's very interesting. It's called tree cattle. Tree cattle is formed.
You're pulling my leg.
No, this is for real. It's called tree cattle. It's formed by a little mite-like insects called psoucids. P-S-O-S-I-D.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Silent P.
Psoucid. Anyway, the psoucids form this webbing around these trees, but the nice thing is they do absolutely no harm.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, what they're doing is really kind of eating some of the lichen and some of the bugs that are on the tree, and so it's no big deal. But boy, you will really panic when you see that. It's amazing to look at. As a matter of fact, you might want to Google it over there, Jenna, and look at it. But it's called tree cattle, psoucid. This time of year, you'll see it, and invariably, every time I got the first call about that, I got it from my customers and friends in Gulf Breeze.
Mike, they're called bark lice.
They are called, bark lice. Exactly, that's another name for them. Yeah, that's the ugly name.
You're making my head itch.
Psoucid and tree cattle is a nicer name for it.
Oh, I love when we start out with gross conversations on the garden line.
We've got more gross stuff coming. We've got sod webworms and chinch bugs all around. But
you just
don't want
bark lice in your pantyhose.
Let me tell you what. Let me tell you what. I have to tell you this, Jenna. This is kind of off topic a little bit. But I am honored during the week when friends and acquaintances will come and say, I listened to you and Jenna last Tuesday. Well, this week, it wasn't about fertilizer. It wasn't about limestone. It wasn't about blooming plants. You know what it was about?
Pantyhose.
You got it.
Let me tell you.
For those that didn't hear us last week, I just had an old-fashioned remedy, a way to take care of your caladium bulbs during the winter, putting them in like a croaker sack. But I said some people put them in pantyhose and hang them in the garage so airflow can get there so they stay dry, ready for next spring. Well,
my friends and
customers said, oh, Mike, I can't believe that. I said, well, that's sort of an old-fashioned way to do it.
Your friends' wives are like, my husband was digging through my top drawer. And heading out to the garden. What is happening?
What is going on?
That's what I was talking about. Anyway, I know I didn't just say pantyhose for no reason. That's what somebody just asked. Why did she do that? Well, sometimes there's liquor in the kitchen. Just shy of 9:15.
Just saying. Exactly. Anyway, a croaker sack will do just the same thing. But
oh my gosh.
It's no fun.
Not as much fun.
No, exactly. So anyway, be on the lookout for these tree cattle.
That's pretty cool.
Especially if you have, I'm going to say a grove. That's probably the wrong term. But a lot of oak trees around, especially a lot of young oak trees, that webbing will get on there. But don't worry about it. You don't even have to break it up or anything. It will not harm anything, but it's very interesting phenomenon that happens in Northwest Florida and many times this time of year. Exactly.
Okay. Very good. Hey, we've got some questions rolling in here to the Garden Line. You're listening to News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr, and Mike is here to answer all your gardening and lawn care questions. If you'd like to text in a question or a picture, please go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and start reading some of these and taking a look at the pictures that were sent in while we take a quick break. Again, text on into the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check! Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check! Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check! Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check! Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check!
Hi, this is Lindsay with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at bluesskypensacola.com.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Broadway in Pensacola season tickets now on sale. We open with the Razzle Dazzle smash Chicago, followed by a brand new musical based on real life husband and wife Emilio and Gloria Estefan. On Your Feet, the iconic phenomenon celebrating its 50th anniversary, Jesus Christ Superstar, returns next spring. Finally, we welcome the winner of 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, The Book of Mormon. Visit PensacolaSanger.com.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
From county commissioner meetings to the Blues, Andrew covers it all on your morning drive on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me.
Everybody!
Que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be.
Like we had a duo. Like we have a duo in the studio. Doris Day.
Que sera,
in a bar.
Sera.
The newsroom is even dancing. Watch them.
What will be,
good.
Will be.
Yay!
Everybody's on board today.
So
even
good.
The newsroom. Good for them.
We like to have fun here on the Garden Line. Let me tell you, it's never a dull moment.
It is not. Speaking about not being dull, our friend Catherine, who is one of our favorite listeners, absolutely has left us some cupcakes, some of her great magazines to take home and read. Matter of fact, one of them had an article on how to grow tomatoes, Tomatoes 101, and looks very interesting. I can't wait to read that. But thank you, Catherine. You are amazing. You're wonderful, and we appreciate you more than you'll ever know. We thank you for all the goodies that you left us today. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Seriously, I love taking home the magazines she sends in.
Oh, yes.
And then I have this belief that we should reduce, reuse, recycle. And when it comes to magazines, I have a neighbor who also gets to enjoy Catherine's magazines. So we do a little swap. She gives me some, I give her some, and then we return it back and my kids read them. So thank you again, Catherine. And I love the tomato one because my son's tomatoes are looking fantastic still.
Great.
And so I think we should do some more. And so I really like that.
Before the show's over, we're going to talk a little bit about that too, about getting that fall garden going, because it's time. It is time to concentrate on that.
We're about to get into that season.
No doubt about it.
Oh, speaking of season, it's weed season, weed in your yard. it's always of anyway. So it's weed season, and our friend Jan sent in a picture of this weed. It looked very familiar to me in her centipede grass, but it was, what is it? What did you call it?
A chickweed.
Chickweed.
Chickweed. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. But how do you get rid of that?
Well, a chickweed is labeled as a broadleaf weed. Remember, there are three kind of weeds in the world: grassy weeds like crabgrass, sedges like nut sedge, and then there's broadleaf weeds. That's what chickweed is. And so what you can do is this. Generally, chickweed is an annual. A good hard freeze will kill it, and the pre-emergence that you put out should inhibit it from coming back. But if it really bugs you this time of year, as we get into September and a little cooler weather, let's drop into the daytime temperatures into the low 80s and maybe even the 60s at night. We may not hit that in September, but October for sure. Then we can use what we call a post-emergence herbicide. That's just a weed killer that kills weeds that are there, the ones that are looking at you, if you will. Trimec is a good one. A lot of the broadleaf weed killers have a 2,4-D, that's the chemical mixture. But what you've got to be very aware of, and boy, we have preached this sermon a lot here on the Garden Line, you can find plenty of weed killers that have those ingredients in it, but sometimes they're stronger. Some brands, some labels make it stronger than you need on your centipede. So be sure you read the label. Be sure that the label says for broadleaf weeds on centipede. Then you can use it. And do your arithmetic, how much per gallon, how many gallons per square feet, and all of that. Got to be careful, because here in the fall, as you know, in September, we can have some warm weather. And if you put it on too early, when temperatures spike into the 90s, it can burn. Okay. It really can. So you've got to be so careful. But that's the way to do it. But a lot of people this time of year will say, nah, I'm going to let it go. Hopefully the cold weather will get it, kind of like dollarweed. And then use your pre-emergence to keep them from coming up, as we've been talking about on the Garden Line. Use your pre-emergence in November and then use it in February, 90 days apart. And that will inhibit these weeds from coming back next spring. So that's the path I would follow on that chickweed. It's a small leaf weed. If you continue to mow that centipede high many times, that will inhibit that chickweed from growing and spreading. So that's a few hints.
Okay, excellent. Here's another question. 850-437-1620. That's 437-1620 if you'd like to text in or call in to the Garden Line this morning and ask Mike whatever is going on in your yard. Well, here's one. When should I plan on transplanting my citrus trees that are currently in? They are about 3 feet tall, and I want to transfer them into the ground. So they're in pots. I want to transfer them into the ground. What is the best time to do that, and what suggestions do you have for transplanting, and how often or how long do I need to cover them during the frost season?
And of course, that depends on what time, what kind they are. But number one, I would prefer to do the transferring in cooler weather. Mm. Even January or February would probably be the best time to do it, simply because your plants are going to go through less of a shock if you do that. I'm a big believer is when you transplant them, and there's some experts, if you will, that don't agree with me. But over the years, I have found if you will use a little Canadian sphagnum peat moss in the hole where you're putting the new plant, if you will, mixing up that peat moss with the sand that you've dug out of the hole, putting water in the hole first, then planting it, and planting it where the top of the citrus that was in the pot is kind of even with the ground. So that's probably the best way to do it, and that's probably the best timing. Insofar as covering it and protecting it from the cold, it kind of depends on what it is. Be sure it's in full sun. If we have a freeze, you know, obviously wrap it up in blankets, if you will, or if you try to avoid wrapping it up in plastic, because if you leave that plastic on there, it will, and you don't take it off in time, it'll burn it up. So just be prepared to protect it if, in fact, we get some very, very cold weather. So that's what I would do.
Okay. Excellent. Hey, if you got more questions, text them in this morning to the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here to answer all your questions. You have one more thought before we take a break?
A quick thought. The state is doing a citrus. We were talking about citrus just then. A citrus survey for homeowners who have citrus on their property but are not intended for commercial use. Well, I don't think many of our listeners are selling their citrus. Call the Escambia County Extension Service, and it takes about 20 minutes to take this survey, but it really will help the state make better recommendations on insect and pest control on the citrus. So it's a survey going on across all across the state. Details, call your Escambia County Extension Service or your Santa Rosa County Extension Service and see what they have to say about how to do that. You can do it online, obviously, and that's would be a big help. Insofar as future research on growing citrus in a homeowner's residential environment.
Okay.
So need to do that.
Very nice. Let your voice be heard.
Let it be heard.
It's 9:27. Let's take a quick break here on the Garden Line.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving, which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, you're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Stay tuned. Coming up, we're going to get to some questions here. I've got a question from Janet here, a couple of others coming through to our text line. So if you'd like to squeeze yours in, 850-437-1620 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Stay tuned after Fox. Steve Taylor has your news update.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now.
Best Buy says inflation is hurting its top and bottom line. That's the message in a quarterly report, which saw sales drop 13% in the second quarter. The electronics retailer expects softer demand the rest of the year as inflation-weary shoppers spend less on TVs and more on groceries. Still, shares of Best Buy are up 3% today because that sales drop was less than feared. Americans are growing optimistic about the economy again. It's the big takeaway from a new reading of the U.S. Consumer Confidence Index, which rose after three straight months of declines. It comes with inflation showing signs of slowing finally. That said, consumers say elevated prices and the guarantee of additional interest rate hikes pose risk to the economy. On Wall Street, stocks started the session higher, but that didn't last very long, as those slight gains have turned to deeper losses. The Dow's off 144 to 31,954. The Nasdaq's down 56. That's Euro Money Now.
And now, with a step back in the archives of Pensacola News, here's John Appleyard.
August the 30th, 1914, from the office of Captain Henry Muston, commander of the Pensacola Aeronautical Station, this is 1620 Radio News. Newsmen have been gathered here today to obtain information on the substantial class changes being put in place now that war has begun in Europe. No, the United States and its military forces are not currently involved, but the prospect of need for more men in flight has raised a challenge for the local staff and plane manufacturers to be prepared. This station officially opened less than 8 months ago, and already there have been more than 30 men certified as pilots. Captain Muston told us that he has been asked to more than double the training schedule effective October the 1st, and that national recruiting and assignment planning will work in concert with activities here. Captain Muston said that the Department of the Army is currently in consultation with the Glenn Curtis Company and also with Wright Aeronautics to seek ways to increase the availability of new and improved aircraft for both Navy and Army. To this minute, the local captain has no official word on this. However, we can all see that with war coming on two fronts in Europe, it makes good sense to be prepared here just in case. This is John Appleyard for News Radio 1620.
Pep Talk with Jenna Barr, mornings at 9.
Take those bulbs that are now dry, put them, get some old pantyhose, save them, because they are great. It's a great plant.
Yeah, I mean, they could be a Halloween decoration. You've got pantyhose, just keep them in the legs, and you put hilarious.
You know what, Jenna?
Dangle them.
You know what, Jenna? I knew not to say that. I knew you were going to be all over that.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Good morning to you from News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is here on the Garden Line. Got some questions coming in. Here, let me get to this. This is a really interesting one with a very interesting picture. Kind of looks like the monster, a beautiful monster from space. From our friend Janet, she texts in this picture of, it looks like a type of lily. It's orange, 3 to 4 feet tall. Okay. Heart-shaped leaves, long stalks for flowers. She took some cuttings home to root in water, but she can't figure out what it is.
I think it's some type of lily. I don't know exactly what it is either. It really does look like an alien. It really does. But by the same token, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. The color is beautiful. It's so interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly the name of that. Matter of fact, I don't know it at all. But I just am kind of guessing that it's some type of lily. But my goodness. Yeah, I hope those cuttings work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Be sure to, if you're going to take cuttings, be sure to dip it in some root tone, which is a hormone, which will help the roots regenerate from that cutting. So anything you try to take cuttings from,
root tone.
It usually, over the years, it has come in a little packet, small packet, very inexpensive. But it's called root tone. Yeah.
Okay. You can pick it up on Amazon. It's a rooting powder. Very easy. Or at Lowe's.
Exactly.
Home Depot. That's awesome. Yeah. Walmart even carries it from Nature's, was that Nature's Way something?
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right. Janet, keep us up to date on that. Here's a couple of other questions coming in. Let me get to this one. Just stay tuned. bought a Japanese maple yesterday. What should I put in the ground with it?
Well, this is that's interesting. Number one, that is a great tree. A small, what I call a specimen tree versus a red maple or an oak tree or what have you. Just a great tree. And, of course, you can get them that have solid red leaves. It's just a beautiful plant. But this is where sometimes I break rank with some of the University of Florida experts. They will say, take that tree. Obviously, it's in a container. And, of course, score the roots. I agree with that. Kind of loosen up the roots. And then just plant it in our sand, period. Add nothing. I don't agree with that. Over the years, I have found, and y'all have heard me say this many times, that if you will add some of that Canadian sphagnum peat moss, which will help, especially in our sandy soil, hold some of the moisture around those roots and allow them to take hold and take off, I think that's a better thing to do horticulturally. Like I say, I don't totally agree with the state on they're just planted in the sand and be done with it. Matter of fact, I experimented one time. I didn't do it with a tree. I did it with some 2-3-gallon ligustrum. One I planted in the pure sand. The other one I planted in a sand and peat moss mixture. The one in the peat moss mixture did better. Faster rate of growth and just really, I thought, looked healthier over the long term. Now, maybe it was where it was planted or what have you, but I still believe in that Canadian sphagnum peat moss. Totally organic, holds some moisture, and that's the way to do it. It's really funny about that peat moss. A lot of people who have clay soils, pure clay soils, but you would say, well, Mike, I don't need peat moss because that clay will hold the moisture. Sometimes, that peat moss is used to loosen soil also. So it has a lot of uses. But that's what I would do. If it were me, I would mix a little bit of Canadian sphagnum peat moss in the hole. Once again, put water in the hole before you ever put the plant in there, and then put it in the hole after you've kind of loosened up those roots. Because generally, when you buy a tree or a plant like that in a container, sometimes the roots are winding around the root ball, and you want to loosen that up. So, in any event, that's what I would do. You kind of got two choices there. But I sure do like the organic material in the hole as you plant it.
Okay, excellent. Hey, thank you for your questions this morning. It's about 9:43 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Tuesday, so it's the Garden Line here on News Radio 92.3, and Mike Wiggins is here to answer your questions, identify problems in your yards and your garden. So here's a problem from our listener. I believe this is from Ray, Yes, okay, Ray. He texted in a picture, and he has St. Augustine grass, but this year the grass has these weeds that have multiplied throughout the front yard. It's the, let me get it right, the tall flat sedge? Is it called flat sedge?
No, nut sedge.
Nut sedge.
Right.
Okay, so it's multiplying like crazy. We just talked about a little bit.
Exactly, and as we said, remember there were those three types of weeds, and sedge being one of them. This is always interesting to me. To identify a sedge, take the stem of the weed and run it between your thumb and your forefinger. If it's triangular, that classifies it as a sedge. It's a good way to identify that weed. If you've got that problem, there is a chemical called Image that one can use to spray, which will help. But it is a very difficult weed to control. I, once again, would do everything culturally that you can. Mow the lawn high. Get your water right. Be sure you fertilize correctly, be it St. Augustine or Centipede. And then you can spray with some Image. I think you can probably get by with spraying some of your Image, maybe as we get into late September, that type of thing. But that nut sedge is very difficult. As you know, when you dig it up, it's like it's got a pecan as a root. It's very, very strong root system. Very hard to control. Sedges are all over the world. There's nothing local about them, but they're very, very hard to control. But look up Image and see if that fits from where you're going to spray this, and give that a shot. That's your best solution.
Okay, very good. A couple of things here. If you text in, also Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping is a faithful listener, and he'll identify different pictures too if you text them in. And so thank you for attaching pictures alongside your questions. It makes it really fun and interactive and helps us get a better view of what's going on in your yard. Here is a question coming in, but oh, time out. Back it up. It's 9:45, which means ding, ding, ding. We have to take a quick break. Also, we do have a caller on the line. Looks like Sherry from Pensacola. We're going to get to Sherry when we come back, as well as Paul. He has a guess at what it is. And
talking about the lily?
Yes. Also, a couple questions from our friend Marcus and Sarah. So I want to squeeze it all in. Let's take a quick break here on The Garden Line.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Identity theft shows no signs of slowing down. In fact, more than $14 billion were stolen last year. That's a criminal success story and a wake-up call for everyone else. It can be dangerously easy to steal your identity. LifeLock by Norton makes it easy to help protect yourself. If you become a victim, LifeLock will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, get pumped up for some high-energy fun from classic rock cover band Class X at the Gulfside Pavilion. Class X features two powerful lead vocalists and a vast array of material from the 70s, 80s, 90s, and today. It's at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority.
News Radio 92.3. Dependable talk with Andrew McKay, Jenna Barr, Brian Kilmeade, Dave Ramsey, and Bobby Rossi. Informative, local, dependable.
Tuned. We think we have an answer for you, Janet, from Paul with Blue Sky Landscaping. But first, I want to go ahead and get to Sherry on the line. Sherry, what's your question this morning on the Garden Line?
Well, first of all, I'd like to know if I can get some answers on vegetables.
Let's try it. Yes.
Okay. I've been trying to plant some potatoes, but this last couple of years, everything's coming in late. And I haven't been able to get them into the ground at the proper time. So how can I seed my own potatoes, like some little red potatoes and such?
Well, what you need to do...
Would it work?
Well, what probably the best thing to do is to go to your local garden center and buy some seed potatoes, which are regular potatoes,
yeah.
But they have a lot of eyes on them. You cut, and you, as you know, you cut them up, you know, so you have eyes, and you plant them. I think early spring is your better time for that. Really early spring.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I'd say even March, maybe early March. And most garden centers will sell you a 5-pound bag of them, which is generally plenty. But that's the way to do it. They're fun to grow. But there are some ways that one needs to form up the hill when you plant them in your row. And I think the County Extension Service would have some specific information on that. But yeah, just buy a bag of seed potatoes and do it. They're, you know, a lot of people do
now,
that.
Now, what if they're not available?
Well, they should be.
What if they're, I mean, I've been having trouble.
They should be. I tell you what, when the time comes, early spring, give us a call back, and I'll research that for you and find out where they are, because I've got some folks in the business that I'll be glad to lead you in the right direction to find those. I would say barns, feed store.
Well, Pensacola Feed and Garden are wonderful.
Oh, they are wonderful. Larry over there is a great guy. And Barns Feed and Seed would probably be a great source for seed potatoes in season. Yes.
Okay. And also, is it feasible for me to plant garlic around here?
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. You can do that also. Once again, it's almost like planting, I'm going to say, maybe not exactly, kind of like an onion. No question. Well, great plant. This is really off your topic, but it's kind of there as far as garlic. Society garlic is a really fun plant to plant. It's not where you are growing garlic for your recipes, but it has beautiful little blooms on it, and it's very heat tolerant, and it's called society garlic. It's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah, I've planted that before, but I'm looking more for cooking.
Oh, I understand. No, you can plant them. I would tell you right now, if you want to know exactly how to plant them and when they're going to be available, like as you said, our friend Larry at Pensacola Seed and Garden would probably be a great source to find out when he's going to have those in stock.
Okay.
And I would say, once again, that's probably going to be next spring.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
You bet. Good luck.
Thank you, Sherry. 850-437-1620. A little less than 8 minutes left here on the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. I'm Jenna Barr with Mike Wiggins. And let's get over here and answer Janet's question. She texts in a beautiful picture of an orange-like, we pretty much assumed iris, which, hey, Mike, you got right. We text the picture on over to our friends at Blue Sky Landscaping, and Paul said, I believe it's a Crocosmia.
That's a cool word.
But it's
is that a lily?
It's a type of lily.
It's a type of lily.
Iris.
Yeah.
Excuse me. A type of iris is
type
what
of
he says.
Iris.
Yeah. I thought lily. So I said I think we're right. But he says iris, and I looked it up, and it's also called copper tips.
Copper tips. That's a new one to me.
But guess what? I read deeper down here in the Google land, and it said it is often mistaken for a lily, but it is an iris.
Well, isn't that interesting?
It does look like a lily when you first glance at it, because some Crocosmias come out in lily-like blooms.
Isn't that interesting? Well, thanks, Paul. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Paul.
We've got some great gardeners and horticulturists, if you will.
Yes, we do.
Here in Pensacola, Ted. We'll keep us straight here on keep us straight on the garden spot. But that is cool. You say the word burpee was?
That was at one of the brands that was given purchase.
Burpee generally over the years been one of the largest seed producers in the country. And I think they generally have a lot of new plants that are introduced each year. So burpee, that's a very common name in the industry, no doubt about it.
Very cool. Hey, why should St. Augustine be mowed high?
Very scientific answer to that. It just grows better. But I won't say that. Because if you scalp it, that opens it up. You know, it runs on stolons. And if you take that St. Augustine, where I like it, at 4 inches, and take it down to 1.5, that just opens it up, whereas there's you have soil that you can see, and once you open it up like that, the weeds can just take over. So mowing it high is a great way for weed suppression, and, of course, it just is healthier when you do that. But I think weed suppression is probably one of the largest reasons that mowing it high should be done.
Okay, very good. I like that scientific reasoning right there. That's why we're here on the Garden Line. Hey,
we're pretty scientific here. That's no question.
Yes, for sure. That's Mike Wiggins there. Hey, I want to wrap up real quick with a question from Sarah, but let's take a break. She was asking, is it a good time to plant a European palm and other palm trees with the cold weather coming up? Is there is there enough time for them to stabilize in my yard? So we're going to come back to that question as we wrap up our time this Tuesday morning here on the Garden Line.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at nervivehealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Fox News personality Brian Kilmeade, 11 to 1. After Pep Talk with Jenna Barr on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, thanks for hanging out with us this morning on the Garden Line. Stay tuned. Bob Burgi comes up next at 10 a.m. here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Before we get on over to Sarah's question, we were talking about the Crocosmia, and Jan texted in that they are related to gladiolus, and they are South African.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
We sure learned something today about Crocosmia.
So I want to say something before we also get to Sarah's question. I want everybody to wish Mr. Wiggins a happy birthday. It's your birthday weekend coming up. It's going to be a blast. I know you're going to have so much fun. And so I hope you live it up and enjoy another year of being 39.
Gosh, wouldn't that be nice?
In your soul, too. Come on. Just own it. So what do you say as we wrap up, Mr. Wiggins, about is it a good time to plant any palms? Are they going to survive?
Well, if anything that you may think is cold sensitive, I would wait. If it's in a container, I would just keep it in that container over the winter where you can move it in and out and then probably plant it in the spring so it will have time to acclimate and get the root system going and all of that. I think if it's something that you think the cold weather could damage, I think I would wait till spring. I know that sounds a long way away, but it really isn't. So that's what I would do.
All right. Well, excellent. Okay. I hope that we got to every single question. Also, somebody had texted in about, what was it, the Norfolk
Island pine?
Yes.
Which is a tropical plant.
But
a lot of people use it for
Christmas trees.
Exactly. But it's some Norfolk Island pine. Very, very, there's some hints about that that I'll share. Maybe we can do that next week.
Yes, absolutely. Because we're almost to Christmas anyways. Happy birthday, Mike.
Thank you, Jenna.
Everything
it's always fun.
And we'll see you next week here on the Garden Line.